I'm going to introduce you to Holly Hoadley. And I know I got that right. I know I did. Did I get it right?
You nailed it. Nailed it.
I nailed it. Now, before we start this interview, I've got to tell you something. There is a rhino on your shelf back there.
Correct.
And you may not know this, but Rhino Julie is probably in the audience right now watching, and she's coming up later today. And rhinos are her life. So, yeah, she's probably going to be like inboxing you, calling you. Because that's one of the rhinos I have not seen. But anyway, let's talk. Let's talk about, one, you're in Canada. What's the weather like?
Freezing. Absolutely freezing.
Okay, so you don't want to know I'm wearing shorts and there's a fan running over there and it's going to be 73 today?
I'm angry now.
Okay, she says, I'm angry now. You have the coolest name. I mean, I would just call you H, but you have the coolest name. And you did help me, I'm going to be honest, because I was messing it up before we started this. But let's talk about what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. You have a marketing agency, which is a really wide term now. It's a little bit of everything. What's your specialty?
So my specialty, so first you can call me H-Dog if that helps. You know, I do have that. H-Dog or Halls. I'm good. So yes, my agency called Creative Solutions, the way that I came into this was through consulting. And I quickly realized that consulting is amazing, but a lot of people don't have a team to actually implement a lot of these things. Okay. So the way my business is structured is we have one major component, which is strategic blueprinting. So we do really fun stuff like operational efficiency modeling and business blueprints and marketing blueprints. The other side of the business is we have very specific things like marketing initiatives. So we do website design development based on user experience.
Okay.
We do social media management, so organic social media management. We tend to stay away from the ad side of it. Our job really is human to human. That's what we specialize in. We specialize in human to human interactions, looking at why humans buy, what makes people make the purchasing decision, and really lean into the human aspect of it.
So what brought you to that? I mean, of course, everybody in marketing, everybody in business for the most part, unless of course you own PetSmart or something, your target is human. But when you say human to human, what does that mean? Because I asked you before we got on air and you said this year is going really well for you. What does that mean when you're in the middle of COVID? I mean, other than hanging out on Zoom or StreamYard, what's this human to human thing mean?
Yeah, it's relationships. Because a lot of people think of B2B or B2C, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really matter necessarily to us because we look at the humans behind the B or the C.
Right.
And we market to those people, right? So we look at it, it happens to be my initials too, H to H, HH. But human to human interactions is where it's at. So if you look at the online component or in-person component, it's relationship building. So if you have a service-based business, a product-based business, it's about the humans that are making those purchasing decisions. So how do you talk to them? How can you be friends with them? How do you connect with them? They're all people, and so are you.
Well, this is true. They are all people. But,
all people.
You know, I saw on your website efficiency. Efficiency is important to you. Why is efficiency important to you? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I don't really like to beat around the bush a lot. I like to get to the point for sure. When we help clients, we try and figure out from clients what their deep down needs are, and we fill those needs by working with the humans behind it, as well as with the goal or the solution that the clients are looking for in general. So the efficiency modeling for us is literally exactly that, making things as easy to use as possible in the least amount of clicks, and looking at the ways to make even operations or marketing much mm-hmm. more efficient.
So when you talk about websites and branding and all of that, in 2020, 2021 now, people are going to Instagram. They're TikToking. They're, you know, now YouTube has shorts. It's like there's all of that. Is websites still needed? Do you still need that for your business?
That's a good question, actually. The way that I see websites is that's the landing page. That's the home of all the things. So pretty static, sits there a lot of the time. You can write blogs or articles for it, but it kind of just sits there. But then how do you reach people? So if you're waiting for people to find you, cool, that's SEO, that's search engine optimization. You just wait.
Right.
But if you want to be proactive about it and actually talk to people and reach out to people and let them know that you even exist, you do things like social media. The word social is there for a reason. Instagram, to me, is the best cold calling tool there's ever been invented, besides a cell phone, besides a phone. But besides that, so if you're hiding behind a screen and you're using Instagram as a cold calling tool, it is super available to you. All you have to do is reach out.
Okay, you got to explain that a little bit more, because I know somebody's going to be watching this and going, huh? How is Instagram more important than Facebook? How is it more important than TikTok? You know, what does that mean for Instagram Reels? Are you talking about Instagram TV? So tell me, what do you mean by that?
So yeah, your website is definitely static. I do think it's still needed and relevant, absolutely. But when it comes to social, so Facebook is kind of a spot where things will live. Not a lot of people just find you on Facebook. It's made it very difficult to find organic ways to use Facebook besides groups and reaching from business to business, because you can actually reach other business accounts through your business account.
Right.
But Instagram happens to be available to all of us. So if we want to talk to somebody, we just send them direct message, or we just comment on one of their posts. Anyone that has a public account, you can chat with them. You can have a conversation with them. Facebook, it's a lot harder for a business to do that, because what's happening is the Zuckerbergs of the world would like to collect more money. And so they're like, do you like using Facebook? Cool. We'll show your post a little bit. But if you really want to play here, you got to pay.
Yeah, so you got to pay to play.
Yeah, pay to play for sure. Whereas Instagram, oh, there's so many things available to you to be able to use it for that community-driven, conversation-starting type of platform. And so the content's one of it. So content, yeah, good, has some good hashtags, has some good mix of content. But community management is where you actually see a difference. When you can be proactive and reach out and find your target market and the humans on social media, just say hi, start a conversation, say what's up, like their post, comment like a real human, and you'll have a much better way to chat with someone or to build a relationship or to build that partnership than you would on something like Facebook. Twitter is, again, another one that could be used like that, but I think Instagram is the best one. When it comes to posting on Reels and posting on IGTV, I think that's relevant, but I still think that community management is where you can make the most amount of impact.
Now, it's funny you would say all that, and what you started with was, you know, Facebook, and it's owned by the same company, and they seem like night and day. You know, it's like two different worlds and they're under the same umbrella. But I'm going to shift gears before I have to let you get out of here. I want to know 90s hip hop. What?
So this is when I was born. It's like a TikTok.
Well, I have socks older than you.
This is where I'm from. This is my age. No. my life, I breathe hip hop. And I'm not talking about the new hip hop, like, I can't even say Drake's hip hop, but the new hip hop, it's okay. It's fine. It's a lot of hibbity, 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 like it's a bunch of, I don't relate a lot of it, but 90s hip hop and going into the late 70s, into the 80s, into the 90s, the 90s gave us Biggie. They gave us Tupac. They gave us Snoop. They gave us Redman. They gave us everybody.
She really knows her history.
I cannot live without my 90s hip hop. And I'll tell you right now that DMX is by far my favorite artist of all time. Along with, I have like Erykah Badu and DMX. I know they're very different.
Yeah.
But when I train or I do a lot of, I used to fight kickboxing and jujitsu and Muay Thai. And
okay.
My fight song was definitely Rough Riders. Everything to do with DMX, and when I was about to fight, I would listen to DMX.
Now, today is all about International Women's Day. We're trying to have women from all over the world. I mean, we've had somebody here from Germany. We've had somebody from Mexico. Now, a couple of people from Canada. We got somebody coming up later from Indonesia. Hopefully, she's sleeping right now because it's the middle of the night over there. But with all of that said, and women are going to be watching this, we're going to re-air it on all of our platforms and have it out there. What would you tell someone who says, I want to do it. I want to start my own business, but I just don't think I can. I don't think I fit. I don't think I'm the right fit. What would you say to that?
So I might be one of those people that I have too much hope. I might be a little blinded by some things. I feel like if you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you will. And I know that's a cliche thing to say, but if you have that resilience, if you have that passion behind you and you really do think you can do it, freaking do it. Be unapologetically yourself. Go in. If you think you can't do it, unfortunately, you might not just go ahead and do that. I need you to feel that. I need you to feel the passion and feel your abilities to be able to do something like this. And I bet you right now it's going to be worth it.
With you talking about martial arts and everything and hip hop, and then efficiency is all over your website, you know, what does those things mean to you as your foundation? You know, do you still use the things that you were taught when you were doing martial arts as part of your like driving mechanism to just get through the days? Because I know as an entrepreneur, we do this all day long. You know, how are you staying focused and staying, keeping your eye on the prize?
I'll make a quick joke. So every time someone owes me money, I tell them that I have a black belt in kickboxing. So I guess I kind of use martial arts a little bit if I need to get some money from my clients.
Remind me to pay her next week. No, I'm kidding.
You need a body. So I do use a lot of the stuff. You know, I come from sports background. So I played basketball for university, and it's all about the team. It's really like I was a point guard, so I led the team. I had in my head and I told them what to do and they all just did it. And it was fantastic. So that team mentality has literally driven me to having a business with 14 team members. And a lot of them are female. And I feel like when it comes to sports, when it comes to martial arts, when it comes to anything that requires discipline, I am not a type A personality. I'm a 3, I'm an achiever. When it comes to the Enneagram test, I don't know if you're taking the Enneagram, but I am passionate about what I do. The team feels it as well, but I think it's all about team. I really do. I think it's teamwork. I think if you put your face out there, you are unapologetically yourself, your team follows and your team feels it. They really feel it.
So what's next for you? You know, what are you planning 5 years, 10 years? Where do you see yourself going next?
Yeah, I want to live in Costa Rica. Where it's warm. Nice. That's a dream. Literally.
I didn't see that coming.
I know. I hustle. I'm one of those people that just they work. I don't think you're allowed to sing that online. You might need copyrights for that one.
I love it.
I think in 5 years, I'm still going to be doing this. You know, I'm only 45 years old. I think that I got a lot of years left in me. I want to keep building teams. Yeah. You know, like I just want to keep building people up, working with more females, empowering more women, doing more things. I think 7 figures are in my sights this year, to tell you the truth. And I think that we're just going to keep growing and just killing it.
So when you hear a woman say, it's too late for me, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s, I wanted to start a business, but it's too late for me. What do you say to that?
So am I allowed to smack them? Like, are they in front of me? No.
Not please. On camera.
No, I kind of go back to like, if you really don't believe it, it might not happen. And that's okay. If that's the destiny that you, the path you're going on, that's okay. But if you really are passionate and you really see something there, do it. Get a mentor. Get someone that's been in your shoes. It's never too late. Never too late, ever. My mom started a business well into her 50s and 60s. So, you know, it's not too late. Thank you. period.
Well, Holly, I want to thank you for coming, or as I like to call you, H. I want to thank you for coming and hanging out with me this afternoon and just sharing a little bit of your story. I hope you can come back on and we can do a full interview and just hang out and really get deep. But I'm trying to get as many of these wonderful, amazing women like yourself to hang out with me for International Women's Day. And I want to thank you for doing just that.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.